This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, the only radio show on national radio where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That number is 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and
Mark,
who's over there playing with his microphone, because I think it just now occurred to you to change the mic off. Is that what's happening here? Okay, so I do not like watching you do to it what you're doing to it. That's making me really uncomfortable.
I'm pretty sure that we are the only people in America that call the little fluffy foam thing that goes on the end of a microphone a mic muff.
What else do they call it?
Well, it's this P-pop filter or something.
Well, that's a different thing that would go like in front of the microphone some distance away from it.
Yeah, we don't have those.
No, but these are mic muffs.
That's what I call them.
Okay. So welcome back to the studio.
Yes, I change mine out. I try to change it out every show. And I always wanted to do this prior to COVID, but COVID's made me better at it.
Okay. Well, that's good. I've never bothered. But welcome back to New Hampshire. You've been gone, man, it feels like several months.
3 weeks.
Was that the last time you were on with us, though? 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Okay. Not much longer than that.
I was only back for like a week, though.
Okay.
I was on my trip to Africa for 3 weeks, and then I came back for a week, and then I was gone for Christmas for 3 weeks, and now I'm back for a bit over a week.
Just doing your usual wintertime gallivanting around, being everywhere you can be except New Hampshire.
It kind of sucks here during the winter.
It does.
I mean, I got to say.
And it's relatively mild this year, but it's still, I mean, like right now out there, that wind is vicious.
Yeah, and then by the end of winter, when you're in like early March, it's just, you're so tired of it.
Yeah.
I just hate it.
Well, then it melts and you have mud everywhere.
Right.
And that's no fun either.
I will say, though, that there's no place in the world like May in New England, because all the plants have to spring to life because they have this brief period of time to, do all the things that plants do to, procreate and all that stuff. And when the tulips and the daffodils and stuff are coming up, there's really nothing like it. I love that.
I have no comment on the tulips and daffodils, but I'm happy that you do.
Yeah.
So someone brought
a lot of pictures of flowers.
Nothing unusual or odd about that at all. Congratulations. So someone brought this story to our attention. I said it was really highly worth reading, and I don't disagree with that. I don't think it's the earth-shattering story that, they were making it out to be, but it is still pretty good, and I think it's worth getting into. According to, I guess that's evmagazine.com.
I'm not familiar with that.
I'm not either. A psychiatrist is saying that Americans are suffering from mass delusional psychosis because of COVID-19.
Okay.
Dr. Mark McDonald is board certified in both child and adolescent psychiatry with extensive additional training in adult psychoanalysis. He specializes in the evaluation and treatment of young people with mental illness, and his practice also serves adults, families, and couples. And, it goes on with his credentials here for a few minutes, but none of that's really important. I want to hear what this guy has to say. Among some of his opinions, Dr. McDonald believes that the real crisis is not medical in nature. Now, he's referring to the pandemic of the last year, for those who somehow missed it. The country has always had enough resources to deal with the pandemic. For example, the Navy hospital ship sent to New York City to help deal with a surge in hospitalization was turned back due to a lack of patients. So the question becomes, what is the actual public health crisis that people are really suffering from? Dr. McDonald believes the true public health crisis lies in the widespread fear, which morphed and evolved into a form of mass delusional psychosis.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would agree. So, I don't know. I'm not here to prescribe psychosis. I mean, I don't know. But I would say that people have clearly lost their S. And part of it is just the sort of unknowing about the virus that went on for so long. And now there's still these sort of mysteries that no one ever wants to talk about. So, I think it was Newsweek that just ran an article that said that basically lockdowns don't work.
Sure.
So,
I mean, that's no surprise to anyone. All of the data is there for those people who want to follow the science. It's been proven by this point that lockdowns do not inhibit the spread of COVID-19.
Well, I would go so far as to say that some lockdowns do. Like, there are island nations in the world that had border lockdowns that appear to have been successful. They didn't let anybody in and anybody out, and now when they're letting people in, they get to get tests, you know, and all that stuff. So I think that that's kind of the thing that may make some sense, but that's about it. If you can actually do a border lockdown, then that's probably a good idea. But other than that,
I don't want to say that's a good idea.
Well, okay.
Maybe if this was an actual pandemic where, you know, bodies were piling up in the streets, I'd be like, okay, you know what? Everyone I've ever known and loved is dead. Lock down the border.
There are municipalities, places in the United States where ICUs are stressed and where morticians are stressed. You know, where, you know, we're pushing the bounds of things. And right now, it's beginning to look like. Well, frankly, what I'd say is this: is that we probably are going to have more deaths this season than we had last season with COVID-19.
Now, are they stressed because they're actually under a lot of pressure to deal with, you know, things
lots
that they're actually faced with?
Yeah.
Or is this just part of the delusional psychosis?
No, I think they've got lots of patients. I mean, it's still happening. I'd say that America is tired of dealing with thinking about all of this stuff. So people aren't paying as much attention to the actual deaths that are occurring, but there are more occurring now.
Well, it hit 400,000 today, apparently.
Yeah, big deal, huh?
Not really? I mean, how many people die in a year in the United States anyway?
I can tell you how many die in a week off the top of my head.
Okay.
You could multiply that times 52, if you'd like. It's between 50 and 60,000.
Okay, so I'm not going to do that math in my head. Something like 2.5 million people die each year in America.
Yeah, sounds right. Sure. I'll go for it.
I'm just not going to do a lot of crying about an additional 400,000 who, by all accounts, were probably going to die anyway. Does it suck?
Well, we're all going to die anyway.
Sure. But I mean, who were going to die last year anyway. Does it suck for the people who love them? Yes, absolutely. And I don't want to discount that. But I mean, let's be honest here. Like you just said, everyone's going to die anyway. Death is the inevitable end of life. That's just what happens. So in simpler words, the American public is...
Is it possible that that's almost 3 million people that die in America? So 2.86 is what I'm getting. 55,000 Americans die per week. That almost 3 million people die.
Yeah. I was happy with about 2.5 million.
Okay.
I'm glad you ran the
I stopped listening to you once you said, I'm not going to do that math in my head, because then I had to do the math.
I got fairly close.
Yeah, we're doing congratulations. Yeah.
So even when the statistics point to the...
You're a bright Gmail. That's why you're on the air.
Thanks, Mark. So even when the statistics point to the extremely low fatality rate among children and young adults, measuring as little as 0.002% at age 10 and only 0.01% at 25, the young and the healthy are still terrorized by the chokehold of irrational fear.
And this is the truth. So I know plenty of young people in my life, and I imagine there's a large percentage, right? They're afraid of catching COVID-19. And I'm talking about people between the ages of 20 and 35.
Yeah.
That the statistical likelihood of them becoming ill and having any kind of permanent damage from COVID-19 is, you know, minuscule in comparison, especially in comparison to the older population. And these people, in many cases, are not coming in contact with older people. They're
scared for themselves.
Yeah, they're scared for themselves and their lives, and that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. One of my coworkers actually contracted COVID-19 recently, mm-hmm. and, you know, she was terrified for the first several days. But ultimately, it was just some sniffles, a little chest congestion,
yep.
a bit of a headache, very flu-like symptoms, and then yep. she was fine. But she was terrified for those first few days. Oh, I have 2 weeks to live. You know, that's what was going
through
her head.
It's probably a good idea to experience that at some point in your life just to, you know, sort of get your stuff in order.
Sure, but COVID-19 shouldn't be what's causing people to experience that, especially if they're 24, 25 years old, as this person was, and had no significant chance whatsoever of being killed by coronavirus or COVID-19 or whatever you want to call it. What do you think? Is America suffering from a mass delusional psychosis? I tend to think they are, and we're going to get further into it. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Work on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call-in number. That's 603-283-6160, which is tonight it's Aria and Mark. And I want to tell you, it's not too late. You have not missed the boat on Bitcoin. So if you want to learn about it, head on over to Bitcoin.com, because it's the best place for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there and just click on Get Started at the top of the page, and once you do that, you'll find all sorts of useful information neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. But if you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you, because bitcoin.com is your source for trading cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, and all of the latest cryptocurrency news on a slick and easy-to-use website, Bitcoin.com. Now, we're talking about mass delusional psychosis here, and the psychiatrist who is arguing that Americans are suffering not from a pandemic called COVID-19, but from mass delusional psychosis related to COVID-19.
I also think we have sort of a fear weariness that's going on too. Like,
I don't think we have. I mean, the kind of people who are wrapped up in this psychosis. You know, I don't want to put on the tinfoil hat here, but I remember a number of years ago there were clown sightings all throughout the United States.
Yeah,
and there was never any.
It wasn't even. It was like 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. Remember, like they were seeing clowns everywhere, people taking pictures as though this.
Yeah,
is
I think
meaningful
it was in 2016. I suspect it was a viral marketing attempt for the remake of the movie It, and then okay. People started freaking out, and schools started getting locked down and things like that, so they pulled the plug on it, and they just never took responsibility for it. That's
right.
My best
but
guess.
Somebody saw, like, what you say, you ran across it very quickly, but it's really important to note that somebody saw a clown.
Yes.
And locked it near a school.
I was going to circle back to that, yes.
Near a school.
Multiple schools were locked down throughout the United States because someone claimed they saw a clown. And, of course, then you had people who were posting on Facebook fake photos of clowns to build up the hysteria further. There's a strong possibility that this was a CIA op to test the spread of hysteria among people. For all we know, there was never a clown out there. All it took was one person posting a picture to Facebook saying, oh my God, I just saw this creepy clown out just standing in the street. It was so weird, and it took off from there.
But if you think about historically how common clowns are.
Sure,
right?
But these seem to have been going out of their way to be, I don't want to say menacing, but not in places you would expect clowns to be, because they weren't menacing. They weren't threatening people. They weren't covered in blood or false sharp teeth or anything like that. They were just clowns in places where you wouldn't and times where you normally wouldn't expect to see clowns. Purportedly.
Sure. Right. But what I'm saying is that seeing somebody walk around in a clown outfit when I was a kid would be odd, but not terrifying. Once Stephen King put out It originally, then it became okay and then sort of built up over time where people were like, I'm scared of clowns. I'm like, and.
Well, I think even if you were a child prior to Stephen King's It, if you looked out your window at night and you saw a clown just hanging out in your woods.
Yeah, sure.
You would be a little creeped out.
Well, I think you would be surprised to see anybody out in your woods.
We went
from an America where you would hire a clown to come entertain your child to a decade later, the notion is nearly a freaking offense. That's what I'm saying.
Sure.
And but somehow or another, Americans thought it was somebody out there thought it was acceptable to lock down a school because somebody saw a clown in the relatively near vicinity.
Yes. Well, someone claimed to have seen a clown. There was never any evidence. They didn't even submit a photograph. You know, they just called the school and said, oh, my God, I saw a clown out there. They locked down the school, yes.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the only one. There were stories like that, you know, all over the place. And it was ultimately just a mass hysteria. And trying to explain this to people was futile. The people who were hysterical about this, I had one lady tell me, I just pray you don't see any of these clowns then because your life is in danger if you do. These clowns never hurt anyone. They literally did not hurt anyone, but still people are posting, I wish I would see me a clown, I'll shoot him, and all of this other stuff. It's like, what is wrong with you? How hysterical have you become so quickly over a matter of like 2 weeks from zero to full hysteria, and you have yet to see one of these with your own eyes. You're just basing this off Facebook posts.
Small group primates, man. They're stupid.
And there's not a lot of compelling reason to believe that this COVID-19 stuff is significantly different. The vast majority of the information we're getting about COVID-19 is coming from that same fake, illusory world that might as well just be trolls posting on Facebook about this disease that we've never actually seen or encountered.
So are you saying that you don't think that the deaths have occurred as they're reported?
I don't know.
Okay, because I believe the deaths have occurred, as reported.
Yes, now, the 400,000 people who they say are dead are definitely dead.
Okay.
How many of them died from COVID-19, and how many of them died for other stuff?
Well, I can tell you this. I haven't done the math on it, but I can tell you that more people have died in 2020 than died in 2019. A lot more.
You would expect that, though, because the population is increasing, and as the population gets bigger...
No, it's nothing like that. I mean, you could look at the graphs, and it's not like this is from increasing population. If, like, what I believe will happen is that we're probably killing off all the people that were going to die, most of the people who are going to die in the course of the next 3 years or so. And so my guess is that death rates will decrease dramatically in towards the end of 2021, 2022, 2023, these sorts of things. That's my guess from looking at the numbers. And you know how I obsess about the CDC numbers of deaths per week.
Well, you do about the graphs.
Yeah, I like anyway. I love me a good line graph. Yeah. Is it a bar graph? What's the difference?
So your contention is that these people who have died of COVID-19, they basically just died a year, 2 years, maybe 3 years earlier than they would have normally died anyway?
Yeah, so I'm having a difficult time with that. The NPR reported, I heard last week, that the average age of death has plummeted in the United States, but that is contrary to all the information I had prior to that moment. And so I like to have several reports of a given thing before I believe it is true. And most of my, originally... The average age of death, the median age of death was, the average age of death was 80 for COVID-19, and the median age of death in the United States was 78. So COVID-19 was actually dragging up the average age of death.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
Well, it would if people are dying older than...
If it was the only thing killing people.
It's not dragging it up at the rate that it was being drug up previously. Staying alive drags up the rate higher, no doubt. So then it went down to 78.
The average American lives to be 78 years old?
I think that's what it is, yeah.
Wow.
Male and female together.
That is surprising. Well, good for America, I guess.
Yeah. Well, men, I think, is 72.
Okay. But on the whole, 78.
I haven't been studying that part. I've just been looking at how many people die, but that's...
But the majority of COVID deaths, as you said, have been people who are over 80 years old, so they were already beyond the average life expectancy anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to be especially sad about an 80... Like, my grandmother is like 84, 85, 86 years old. I'm not going to be particularly sad when she dies because... I've had quite a long time to prepare for the fact that, she's 80-something years old.
My mother's 79. I'm trying my best to keep her from going out drinking with her friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she'd rather live in her last few years of life.
She's going to go out.
603-283-6160. What are you doing about your elderly family members?
Maxwell, he was a runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I had been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loved it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We did what we came here to do, and so much more.
President Trump released his farewell speech Tuesday afternoon, saying he will pray for the success of the forthcoming administration. The president continues,
"We passed the largest package of tax cuts and reforms in American history. We slashed more job-killing regulations than any administration had ever done before. We fixed our broken trade deals. We also unlocked our energy resources."
12 of the 25,000 U.S. Army National Guard members are being removed from the security mission to secure Joe Biden's presidential inauguration. This done after background checks were done on all the Guard members. No plot against Biden was found. You're listening to USA Radio News. Police in Sacramento, California, still searching for answers after a sheriff's deputy, canine, and suspect are dead following a chase.
A deputy with the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office is dead following a car chase Monday night that ended with a shooting outside the Cal Expo racetrack. Another deputy was shot and is recovering at the hospital, and a canine dog was also shot and killed.
The officer that was killed is a six-year veteran. He leaves behind a wife and an infant child.
Sheriff Scott Jones goes on to say the incident began with an attempted traffic stop a little after 10 p.m. Pacific on Monday. After crashing his car, he refused to get out. The canine handler then deployed the dog to try to get the driver out of the car. That's when the suspect shot and killed the dog and then began firing on deputies who returned fire. The suspect, a parolee, was shot and killed. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tonight's Mega Millions drawing prize is an estimated $865 million. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
Talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. Give us a call. Talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And we're talking about mass delusion here, and the author is about to give this really jarring example.
Okay.
A Colorado family was recently kicked off an airplane because their two-year-old daughter wouldn't leave her mask on. Her parents weren't even against masking. The toddler just didn't want to have a piece of cloth smothering her face.
And toddlers are, notoriously difficult to reason with.
Yes.
And by the way, I'd like to say this before we go any further. Anybody who had a two-year-old and anybody who named, the person who named being two the terrible twos hadn't had a three-year-old yet.
Okay.
Because I swear the threes are worse. But
well, I'm going to say for sure that a two-year-old cannot be reasoned with. You can't reason with a two-year-old and explain to them the science behind why they should wear a mask on an airplane. That's not realistic, and I don't think it's possible.
No.
Never having had a two-year-old.
And it's likely the two-year-old's scared with the airplane anyway, surrounded by people they're not familiar with. Let's not forget that a significant portion of their life, a significant percentage of their life, they haven't been really outside of the house because of, oh, I don't know, the COVID lockdowns. And now to expect a person in this condition to have something over their mouth. Now, I, of course, know what happened. Please go ahead.
It isn't even enough that her parents were forcing her to put the mask on as they covered her face against her will. They were still made to exit the flight. The worst part of this unfortunate situation is the fact that no one else on the plane dared to stand up and back up the toddler's parents against the insanity of forcing a child to cover her face against her will. Her body, her choice, right? If she doesn't want to have something over her face, I say, it's well within her rights.
So the airline is, as far as I'm concerned, the airline should be able to make the decision. And they've handed down rules that make it difficult for their, they should have said 6 and under instead of 2 and under. Like, would it have really made a difference?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think people should be bringing two-year-olds onto planes anyway.
Well, sorry. People with two-year-olds have to travel, too.
Well, then they should drive. No, but we don't want to be stuck in this car for 26 hours with a two-year-old. Yes, so you're socializing that suffering among all of the other people who bought this ticket because you didn't want to suffer for 18 hours. All of us now have to suffer for 3.
I can tell you that... So,
just ultimately narcissistic behavior, in my opinion. Get this crying two-year-old off of this airplane, you jerk.
You sound like a person who doesn't ever want to have children in their life.
You know, I don't.
I know. And
neither did you.
Well, yeah, but I was never a jerk about kids. I could always entertain them. And somebody
at a certain age, I can too. But a two-year-old that you can't reason with, it's crying. No one knows why it's crying. It's just going to keep crying.
Well, sometimes they'll share with you why they're crying. It's just often irrational. So I would agree that under most circumstances, it makes sense for families to travel in cars. My family makes a trip to and from New Hampshire every year to Florida. And we basically almost always made that trip in a car. But there were a couple of times, I think, that Jack had to be on an airplane. But the car's cheaper. And you get to leave when you want. You can pack more stuff and a whole bunch of things. If you're moving 3 people from New Hampshire to Florida, the car's cheaper than the plane.
Sure.
Especially if that car's a Prius.
So whether or not it would be a big deal for them to raise the age to 6, well, time and time again, we hear studies about how children are not a vector for infection, yet everyone on the plane was deluded into thinking that a 2-year-old who refused to put on a mask would kill everyone. In the midst of mandatory masking, have you also noticed a glaring problem about people who get hysterical at those who refuse to wear a mask? The scientific fact is that if someone doesn't want to assume the risk of infection, that person should be wearing an N95 or KN95 mask at all times when they venture outside. Yet in almost every encounter we have observed, people who tend to chastise others for not wearing a mask, they themselves have always only worn an ineffective paper or cloth mask.
Yeah, and often they'll pull at it while they're yelling so they can get a better yell or something. Yeah. And in order to really sort of get things, they have to get closer to the person, you know, like it's all so odd, you know, the one that I've seen online. I mean, I've seen people chastise people from a distance, which makes more sense, mind you. But another thing I wonder is that we haven't, so we've been given these things to do, right? Stay at home when you only make necessary trips, stay 6 feet from each other. Only be within, certain distances of people you're living with. Wear a mask. You know, these sorts of things. We've been given a bunch of different things. Be outdoors when you can. But which need to be applied at any given time? I mean, if I'm going for a jog outside, do I need to wear the mask? Some would say yes.
Some would. I would not.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And this is the thing is that those that wish to hand down the dictates, right, don't have the guts and the courage to tell us what the mask is for. Like, what is it actually for? Is it stopping virus? Is it to prevent me from spitting as I talk? You know, which one of these things is it? They won't say, because then people would actually, begin using logic surrounding how they do this stuff. But instead, they just want us all far apart and wearing masks and whatever.
I think you give the average person way too much credit. You know, I see people all day long at my job wearing masks. And, you know, I go to gas stations where people are wearing masks, and it never fails. And I've gone to bars where people have to wear masks. It never fails that at some point during any given 2-minute conversation, one of these people will touch their mask simply to adjust it.
Yeah.
And what they don't realize is that the purpose of this mask is to catch their spit and their molecules and everything else coming out of their mouths and their noses that they speak and breathe.
Right. And so then maybe they're transmitting it by their hands. And
they absolutely are. There's no way to avoid that. They would have to wash their hands after they touch their mask every single time they touch their mask.
And, of course, they don't.
No, they spread it to that glass they brought you.
Now that COVID-19 is only airborne. Now, I don't know what airborne means. Is it the little particles, the spit that I spit out every once in a while and I can see them when I talk?
They were suggesting 11 months ago that it could...
gas that emits from my nose even while I'm just sitting here.
They suggested 11 months ago they could live up to 4 to 6 weeks on surfaces.
Yeah, they say
and
all
now they're
kinds
saying
of
it can't live on surfaces at all?
And this is, yes, and this is the kind of thing that we're dealing with is that's just all this disinformation. And so it makes perfectly good sense that people are scared and frustrated and upset, and there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. At this point...
Or there's nothing going on, and it's just an endless game of Simon Says with the government.
Right.
Clearly there's something going on. I'm not a COVID-19 denier, and I don't want to portray myself as being one. But if the disease is evolving, changing so quickly that what they said about it 11 months ago is not even slightly true today, then there's something weird going on. And how many new variants of it have we seen in just the last several months? So one in Denmark, the one in the United Kingdom. Now there's new strains in the United States. And they're telling us, oh, don't worry, the vaccine will protect you against these. Why? It's evolving as quickly as the common cold, and you can't develop a vaccine for the common cold.
I've heard the explanation now. So it's the vaccine's more effective because it's several strains of COVID-19, whereas if you get sick from it, you've only gotten one strain, so
but
vaccine's better and stuff. I don't know. I mean, I think that what we're going to be doing is they're going to be handing out shots for this thing every year for the rest of our lives.
They don't
just
have
like
a choice. I don't see any way they couldn't.
Yeah.
But it's even worse because the flu doesn't even evolve as quickly as the common cold.
The funny thing is that they're having a difficult time distributing this because they will not go through the systems that we already have. We have things in this world that distribute medications. We call them drug stores. And in most cities in the United States, you can't go a half a mile without finding another one. Hand them out to the drug stores. Tell them to, give them to the right people or whatever, and use the distribution methods we have.
It does seem like that would make more sense. I mean, they give out flu shots here at the CVS, but they have signs on the door. We do not have the COVID-19 vaccination. Why not? That's where people would expect to go to get a COVID-19 vaccination. 603-283-6166.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160 is the call-in number. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria and Mark. And someone has pointed out on Twitch that the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, has to be, that's twitch.freetalklive.com, by the way, has to be kept at 75 degrees below zero, which does sort of complicate the delivery systems that we have in place. Now, I'm confident that CVS probably has a freezer, but probably not one that goes down to negative 75.
Yeah.
So that would definitely complicate it a bit. Additionally, the vaccines have to be spaced out 21 to 28 days, something along those lines. So the person would have to schedule a time to come back to get their second dose or whatever. So it is a little bit more complicated than your average vaccine, but I still think that CVS and Walgreens are probably better up for the task than these hospitals are proving to be.
Well, I hope the best as far as the distribution goes. I don't know how effective. They're saying that these vaccines are 95% effective, but at this point, having worked in journalism for as long as I have, I realize that these people are absolutely nuts, and they will report whatever is told to them. So do I know? I do not know.
According to the New York Post, the Israeli version of Dr. Fauci basically said that, this vaccine is nowhere near as effective as you've led people to believe. So, I mean, it depends on who you ask.
And if it's just a cootie shot, circle, circle, dot, dot, now you get your cootie shot. If it's just that and we can get back to work, fine.
I'm still not going to get it.
What's that?
I'm still not going to get it. I mean, worst case scenario, I have to find a sympathetic doctor who will lie and say that he gave it to me. Worst case scenario. Well, I'm sure I could find one if I really needed to.
Having taken, vaccines throughout my life, a flu vaccine will make me quite ill. This one is completely different, as I understand it. It's more like gene therapy than in fact, a vaccine.
I can't speak to that. I just know that, in general, vaccines that get rushed out this quickly have very bad side effects.
I don't know that how many of those side effects have been right off the bat.
Right.
So,
well, I don't want to die 2.5 years from now from some complication arising from the COVID-19 vaccination.
If I were to get a COVID-19 vaccine right now, I'd have to jump in front of the line and make sure that somebody who really wanted it didn't get it until the next go-around, right? Somebody would be bumped off the back of the line because I went and got it. I'm not that interested. But if I have to have a COVID-19 vaccine in order to travel or whatever, then I will. But let's call it what it is. This is experimental gene therapy.
It would be horrifying for someone to put you in that position of, hey, you have to, if you want to travel, if you want to leave the United States, you have to inject this substance into your body. Let's hope we don't get put in that position. But if someone was serious about minimizing all risk of contracting the coronavirus, the correct way of achieving that would, the author's incorrect here, the correct way of achieving that would be to stay the hell at home. But according to this author, it would be to properly wear an N95 mask as well as frequently wash and disinfect their hands, which is good advice, and I don't really think the number of hand washings the average person is doing has changed significantly because of COVID-19.
I hope so.
I don't think it has.
We needed more hand washing going on before the COVID-19, so I'm for that, but, you know.
But those who are just putting on a cloth or a paper mask, as they also constantly touch their face while they adjust their mask, are in reality doing practically nothing to minimize the risk of infection. I think it's probably more insidious than that, and I think it's probably increasing the rate of infection. Simply because they, after touching their mask, whatever virus they have, if they have it, is now on their hands. You touch a lot more things than you breathe on. I don't know if people realize that.
Yeah.
Yet, more often than not, we witness people who are more concerned with making sure others assume the responsibility for everyone else.
Hall monitors.
Yep. If you don't wear a mask, you're effectively killing grandma, screamed the pro-mask Nazis. Instead of sourcing and donating N95 masks to the elderly, to assure that grandma will be able to properly minimize the risk of getting infected, they'd rather yell and threaten others who would dare question the effectiveness of even wearing a mask.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's certainly worth pointing out that this is a geriatric issue. This is a nursing home issue. This is a public health issue. And many of the things that people are focusing on are not the things worth focusing on. I wonder what would the results be. And obviously we can't do the control group or whatever. But we can see, by the way, different states that have different rules and stuff like that, and you'll find that, frankly, it doesn't look much different.
It doesn't.
But whatever. If they would have just said, all right, if you're over the age of 70, you should probably stay home. You should stay home, and you should find a buddy, you know, find a buddy who's younger, who's going to bring you groceries and do these kind of things. And we're going to do our best to make it so you don't have to stay home. But, you know, the rest of us are going to go out here. We're going to catch this disease. And then we're going to, then it's just going to run its course at that point. And then the people who are over the age of 75, who are most likely to deal with it and die, well, you know, and would there be deaths of people below the age of 70? There would.
Sure.
But they wouldn't have been nearly as high as what there are now.
You think fewer people under the age of 70 would have died now if we just went out there and dealt with it?
Yeah, I think that if you kept the older folks at home and people would just deliver groceries to them,
uh-huh,
you know, those kind of things, then yeah, then originally in large part this was a nursing home problem, but now,
well, sure, and it still governors is throughout the United States made that problem significantly worse by, you know, locking the elderly down in nursing homes where they died en masse.
Yeah,
they did that in New York, and it was probably the greatest human rights violation in the United States in the year 2020.
But nobody talks about it. You know, and I think it's...
Why don't people talk about that? It's a horrifying story. It absolutely happened.
Yep.
No one has ever denied that it happened, and yet no one's talking about how the governor of New York basically sent the elderly of New York to their graves.
Yes. No, it was Trump's fault.
It was most definitely not Trump's fault.
No, but it's amazing. This is the sort of amazing mental gymnastics that people are going through is that it was policies by Democratic governors that killed tens of thousands early on and you know, propagated the spread of this, and then somehow Trump killed 200,000. I don't get it.
So instead of facing reality, the delusional person would rather live in the world of make-believe. But in order to keep faking reality, they have to make sure that everyone around them also pretends to live in their imaginary world. In simpler words, the delusional person rejects reality. And in this rejection of reality, others have to play along with how they view the world, otherwise their own world will not make sense to them. It's why the delusional person will get angry when they face someone who doesn't conform to their worldview. Because objective reality threatens to unravel their carefully crafted imaginary world, the delusional person lashes out at others who dare act in contradiction to their delusions. Wearing a mask becomes more about social solidarity than it is about following the science.
Right. Now, I've actually had this conversation. So I went to a grocery store in Florida. I basically had no conversations, and I have a little doctor's note that's laminated that says I don't have to wear a mask, right? I've had almost no conversations, but I did have this one. So the lady at the grocery store is like, "Sir, would you like a mask?" And I'm like, "I got a doctor's note that says I don't have to wear one." And she's like, "Okay." And she was ready to let it go. She didn't care, right? And then I'm like, "But, you know, what I really feel bad about is that you have to wear a mask for 10 hours a day, every day. And I would wear one in solidarity with you if that would make you feel better in some way. You know, honestly, I don't have to wear one, and I don't feel like wearing one." And I've, of course, got my little card out and showing it to her. And at this point, she's like, "Nope, nope, nope." You know, like, she didn't want to have the conversation at all. And that was really it. I feel terrible.
I can't say I blame her.
For people out there who are having to wear these things all day, every day. And I don't know what to do other than sort of throw extra money around and tips.
You know, I find in the winter in New Hampshire, I don't mind it that much.
Because a little warmer?
It is a bit warmer, yes. Yeah. It's basically like wearing a scarf over your face or however people wear scarves. I don't know if people do that. I don't know because I've never worn a scarf.
I wear it around my neck.
I would assume so, but don't people pull them up on occasion?
If you got really cold, sure. Okay. Yeah, you could put it
up. But that's basically what it is. It's just a face warmer, and that's not the worst thing in New Hampshire in January.
Right.
I still don't like it, and I don't like being told I have to do it, and I still avoid places that, you know, ask me to do it. But getting back into this story, they have to compel others into the reality of their own making. Take a look at this example. Take a look at the example of how this physician in Ontario had his account suspended for daring to point out the truth. It's Gil Nini, and we're going to talk about it more, but I'm going to quickly share his tweet with you. "I can't help but shake my head tonight. I just finished my shift at the COVID-19 assessment center at my hospital. I walk through my ER on my way to the change room, empty. I shake my head at my colleagues who go on Twitter and TV ranting about how our ER is crazy." No evidence that this guy is actually a doctor or works at this hospital, but interesting nonetheless. 603-283-6160.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EPR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.